From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Three Belgian nationals have been charged with attempting to commit terrorist murder. Belgium's federal prosecutor said in a statement Saturday that the three were also charged with taking part in the activities of a terrorist group. The charges came after 12 people were arrested in overnight raids across the country in Belgium. 9 other people detained overnight have been released. Belgium's Prime Minister Charles Michel said the country's anti-terrorism activities are working.
La situation est sous contrôle.
He said the situation is under control. The work of the investigators is showing results, since you have seen that the searches that have been ongoing are giving judicial actors the resources to do their work in the struggle against terrorism to prevent attacks. The country has been living under a threat since the November attacks in Paris, some of whose perpetrators were either Belgian nationals or had lived in Brussels. Then, in March, terrorist attacks on the Brussels subway and airport killed 32 people. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad met with the Russian defense minister in Damascus Saturday, even as U.S. and Russian military officials held separate talks about Russia's attack on U.S.-backed Syrian rebel forces this week. Russian defense officials said that Sergei Shoigu's agenda included current questions of military and technical cooperation between Moscow and Damascus. He also touched on cooperation in the fight against so-called terrorist groups operating in Syria. Months of Russian airstrikes have helped Syrian government forces advance against opposition fighters, but they have also created another area of tension with the United States. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. The International Olympic Committee has closed the door on the possibility of Russian athletes running in track and field in the Rio Olympics. The IOC said Saturday it fully respects a ruling by track and field's world governing body to bar Russian runners from the Rio competition. The IOC said it welcomes and supports the ban against the Russian team as another measure to crack down on doping. The IAAF announced on Friday that Russia had not done enough to restore international confidence in its athletes in the wake of a national doping scandal. In the race for the White House, presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump dismissed reports of what he termed a delegate revolt at next month's Republican convention in Ohio. Speaking in Las Vegas, Nevada, Trump repeated his support for the Second Amendment of the Constitution, saying that some of those in an Orlando nightclub might not have died if they had been armed.
And this no good, sick, perverted, horrible terrorist, was in there starting the shooting. One of those people would have had those bullets going the other way, folks. It would have been a whole different story.
Some Republican leaders and lawmakers in the House of Representatives are struggling to get behind the New York businessman who last month became the party's presumptive nominee for November's election. U.S. President Barack Obama said Saturday that climate change is threatening some of America's national landmarks, and there is such a thing as being too late to do something about it. Speaking in California's Yosemite Park, Mr. Obama said that while there has been progress made in the fight against rising temperatures, more needs to be done.
We've made good strides. We've jump-started a clean energy revolution. We're reducing carbon pollution. We're preserving landscapes. We're rallying the world to tackle climate change together, but we've got to do a lot more. And on this issue, unlike a lot of issues, there's such a thing as being too late.
The president and his family traveled to the park to help encourage Americans to visit national parks in the coming months. The U.S. National Park Service manages more than 400 sites around the country. It celebrates its centennial in August. And thousands of people flocked to the Southern California neighborhood known as Little Saigon to welcome the Dalai Lama, the exiled Tibetan spiritual leader, who is dedicating a new temple there. At a religious teaching session Saturday, the 80-year-old Dalai Lama said the world needs more compassion in a time of violence. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.